Bernie, how are you?
I'm doing dandy. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for being on the program. Bernie, of course, is with Epic Armor MRA. They're one of the state's renowned pollsters, if you will. And Bernie, I wanted to get your take on your recent poll. First of all, I know you must have been bummed you conducted this poll before Osama bin Laden's death. I imagine the numbers will change with the next poll.
Yes, I'm sure they will, at least on President Obama's numbers, and we will be out with another one probably in the next week, so we'll see the change, and we do ask some questions about the bin Laden issue on that survey. So that should be interesting.
I know that when you do your surveys, you usually pick 600 active and likely 2012 voters. How do you choose 600, and how do you make sure that you get a nice mix of people and not just a bunch of Republicans or a bunch of Democrats or a bunch of independents?
Well, it's randomly chosen in every area of the state, and every community represents in the survey what it contributes to the general election that we're going into. For example, the presidential election is different than a gubernatorial election, and so every area of the state is weighted in terms of what we get in the response is forced for that area so that we have it representative of the electorate.
And Bernie, I wanted to get your take as a Lansing resident. What were your thoughts after the millage vote failed?
Well, I was kind of disappointed. I thought that it would probably pass. However, I think that Mayor Bernero and the supporters of the millage proposal ran a Field of Dreams campaign. A Field of Dreams campaign is put it on the ballot and hope they will come. And I was, you know, they only lost by about 500 or 600 votes. And if they had run, I think, a better campaign, I didn't get a single mailing, phone call, or anything else. And as a resident and likely voter, I was surprised. So they really didn't run much of a campaign. I would think that they should consider doing as a council what they are able to do, and that is to raise taxes by a portion of what they were asking voters to raise them by.
Who's in charge of getting the word out? Because I've heard many folks echo the same sentiments, that there weren't signs, there wasn't anything mailed, we didn't see the TV commercials. I know these have costs, but I know that people will donate to those. I know people will donate their time. It's quite surprising. When I saw the turnout for that and I saw the results, it reminded me of when Jim Blanchard ran for re-election, and I think he took that election too lightly, as they did here with this millage election.
Yeah, and I remember that election well. As a matter of fact, on the day before the election, I told Governor Blanchard that our weekend polls show that you're going to be in trouble.
What was his take on that?
He says, "Oh no, my pollster Tubby says that that I'm in fine shape." I said, "Well, Governor, I think Tubby might be wrong."
All right, the latest poll that you took, what were some of the surprises? And let's take Obama out of the quotation.
Well, the big news of this survey is that the direction of the state now voters say that it's headed in the wrong direction, and that is very much tied to Governor Snyder. When he first came into office, 59% had a favorable opinion of him, and a lot of people were undecided about his job rating. Most people were 54% initially were undecided, and as he progressed in the first couple of months after his initial State of the Union or State of the State message, slightly more people said that the state was going in the right direction and headed off track. But then when he released his budget message, a plurality more said wrong direction, and now a majority says that the state is headed off in the wrong direction, and that's because that they're unhappy with Governor Snyder's budget and tax policies. And he now has a 60% negative job rating. When we last surveyed it, it was 36% negative, 32% positive. Now it's 30% positive and 60% negative, and his poor rating is 35%, which is only 1 point lower than what his overall negative rating was back at the end of February.
I thought what was interesting beyond Rick Snyder's total unfavor, or very unfavor, but when you look at the numbers for the Republicans and the Democrats, people weren't happy with either or.
No, Republicans in the state legislature, Democrats in the state legislature, they're not pleased with either one of them, so it's kind of pox on all their houses. But there has been a sea change of opinion in terms of the governor's numbers, and when you look at his specific job ratings, like taxes affecting individuals, that's what involves the pension tax. And even among Republicans, a 50-34% give him a negative job rating, 71% overall, 87% among Democrats. Funding for local public schools, and that is something that even Republicans object to, 53-35% give him a negative job rating, 71% overall. And so when you look at what is happening in the legislature, some of the changes they're talking about making on the earned income tax credit and changes they have already recommended in the Senate dealing with the pension tax, I'm sure that they're aware of some of these numbers and they're trying to soften the blow in terms of the impact on the voters and hopefully try to not have such a negative reaction to Governor Snyder and those folks in the legislature that would be making the decisions and have to run again for re-election next year.
Bernie, I'm pressed for time. Can I get you back on same time tomorrow? There's some other interesting parts of this poll I want to talk to you about.
Yes, and you'll be getting part two of the survey in a short while.
All right, it's a date. We'll talk with you tomorrow at 8:36.
Look forward to it. Take care, Tony.